I escaped on April 18th, 1945. It was in a camp called Belga. I mentioned it to you, the last camp I was in. On April 11th, in between, I was in Auschwitz, Birkenau, Buna, Buchenwald, and many of them. They sent from one camp to another. And how I survived, believe me, I cannot explain it to you. It's unreal. But here I am. In the camp, we heard the battle of the American and British armies coming into Germany, closer and closer. The Russians were coming in from the east. The Allies, American, British, and French were coming in from the west. And Germany was getting smaller and smaller. Everybody knew the war was going to be over very soon. But in April, the war was on. We heard in the distance the thunder of the battle coming in, and we wondered what was going to happen to us. Are they going to shoot us? They're certainly not going to let us run away. On April 11th at noon, the camp was evacuated. There were 2,000 of us who were marching towards the east, somewhere in Saxonia. Sagt man in Sachsen? Yeah, in Sachsen. On April 12th, the next day, the camp commander, there was no microphone or anything, over a megaphone announced to us, the warmonger Franklin Roosevelt is dead. You know, that's the day Franklin Roosevelt died. He evidently heard it on the radio. And now Germany is going to win the war. And we looked at each other. I'd been with two friends my entire time in the camps. And we were wondering, how is this going to end? Are they going to let us walk? No way. April 13, 14, 15, 16, 17th. Very little to eat. The only thing was a little fluss where we got some water. We were getting weak. Then we decided there's no way in which we are going to just fall down from hunger and die. The three of us decided to escape. On April 18th at noon, on a rest stop, if you pardon my expression, we pulled our pants down as if we have to do something and slowly moved into the woods. And at a given moment, we looked at each other and we ran as far and as fast as we could with whatever strength we had left. And on April 18th, which I celebrate today as my birthday, because there I had something to do with it, the last time I didn't. We stood in a wood somewhere in Germany, and the three of us, a friend of mine from Prague, and the other one was from Vienna. I come from Mannheim. We put our arms around each other, and all three of us cried. It was the first time in the camps that I cried. I didn't cry when they took me in. I didn't cry in any of the camp. There was no time. There was no... What good was it for? 5.5 years of that kind of life. We escaped. They shot after us, but security was already lax, and therefore we were able to get away. We spent the next 2-3 days in a wood. We ate grass and plants. And there was a stream, water we could find. But we knew we had to get some food. So we found an isolated farm. And since I speak German, of course, I spoke it better then than I speak it now. I knocked on the door and I asked the farmer's wife who came out, can we get some food? The American bombed our transport and we were sent away and I didn't tell him who we were. So she closed the door, and I thought she's going to turn us down. Then she came back, opened it. She brought some bread and sausage. I hadn't seen sausage, I don't know how many years. And my friend told us, don't eat it so fast, because your stomach can't afford it. You get sick. So we ate a little. And then I asked the farmer's wife, look, we are here now. The war will probably be over soon. If you need some work, we would be willing to work here. And she says, yes, we can use some help. But, you know, it's April. The farmer have to have help. They were all alone. And so the three of us found work on the farm. We worked, we got some food, not only a piece of bread and sausage, but milk and butter. And I mean, we were living it up, you know. So on May 7th, the farmer's wife came out to the field where I was working with the farmer. And I had a 2x4 piece of wood in my hand. We were building a fence. And she said, "Der Krieg's vorbei. Wir haben kapituliert." And I stood there with my piece of wood in the hand. What am I going to do now? Well, I put it aside. I gave it to the farmer. I continued with the work. And I stayed on to get my strength back. It's the first time in years and years that I have regular food. I don't want to go through all the details, but simply to tell you that at that time, I thought, what am I going to do with my life?